It's time to go again to the A Moment of Science mailbag. A listener writes, "Dear A Moment of Science, everyone gets bored from time to time, but I was wondering, what is boredom exactly, scientifically speaking?"
Interesting question. Boredom is one of those really common things that, partly because it's so common, is rarely investigated with much rigor. But a study by researchers in Canada aims to change that. In fact, they've come up with a definition of boredom.
Hit me.
Okay. According to the study, boredom is an aversive state of wanting but being unable to engage in satisfying activity, arising from failures in one of the brain's attention networks.
Thanks. Now, in plain English, please?
Well, in other words, you're bored when you can't quite focus on stuff, such as thoughts or things happening around you, that allows you to engage in absorbing activities. And to make it worse, you're sort of aware that you can't pay attention, which makes you feel listless and, well, bored.
I see. So being bored is linked to attention. But not to minimize the interesting nature of this topic, why does this matter exactly?
Well, boredom is linked to many psychological, social, and health problems. For example, being bored at work can make you less productive, and in some jobs can lead to serious accidents. Also, boredom has been linked to substance abuse and other health issues.
I see. So are there ways to cure boredom?
There are all sorts of ways to try to avoid becoming bored or snapping out of it when you feel bored. But this research could be a first step towards developing more scientific ways to curb boredom.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from PINCO. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.